So this morning, I want to look at our Spirit-empowered mission as Christians. Christians and non-Christians alike know that Jesus commanded his disciples to do what? Go into all the world, right, and preach the gospel to every living creature in all creation. And what we want to emphasize this morning is that Jesus did not and does not leave us empty-handed. Luke wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, and Luke's writing of the book of Acts focuses really heavily on this theme of the Spirit empowering people to evangelize the world. And there are plenty of examples in Acts where the Spirit does crazy, unique things. But I only want to look at this one idea in chapter 4. So if you say, hey, you've really limited the Spirit there, he can do so many other things. Yes, it's true, but just stick with me on this idea here. So a little bit of the background of Acts 4. John and Peter, two of Jesus' disciples, they ministered to a lame man who ended up being healed. And they claimed that their power didn't come from within themselves, but that it came from Jesus Christ who was resurrected from the dead. Now this is a heavy claim, maybe not so much to us, but in the first century, it could cost you your life. John and Peter are thrown into prison overnight for this comment, and here's why. Jews only believed in the first century and even today that no one can stand in comparison to God, and that only in the last day will everyone resurrect at the same time. If you've been to Israel, there's this gate where they bury their dead, and they make sure that all the Israelites buried there face this gate because they believe that that's where God's going to return, and that's where everyone is going to rise up at the same time and see God upon his arrival. So they didn't believe that a resurrection could happen ahead of time. But what we see with Jesus is that he does this very thing. He takes this future event and he brings it in the present time through his resurrection to declare that he is this new power, a new beginning, a new resurrection life.